Glory to Jesus Christ. Surely each one of us value our health very much. But if we happen to be hurting and suffering from some kind of illness or some kind of condition, we would look for doctors or various specialists for the illness that we have so we can be cured. In today's gospel, we heard how Christ heals a woman who was seriously sick for a long time. And he heals her with one and only sentence: "Woman, you are free of your infirmity." The scriptures say about this woman that she was sick for 18 years. She must have come to synagogue often over the years. She must have traveled to Jerusalem and prayed to God for her health. She must have spent a lot of money on treatments. And I'm sure we can assume that after so many years of trying, begging, she no longer believed in her recovery. Or I would say maybe she would even question God's love, God's mercy. But on Saturday, which is a festive day for Jews, Jesus comes and heals her. He heals her on a day when she least expects it. Of course, it didn't go unnoticed. The leader of the synagogue was the first to respond. He turned to Christ because Christ healed her on the Sabbath. On the Sabbath, no one would do anything that would resemble work. Because if they do, it would be considered as the greatest sin. But Christ knew his opponents. He knew that they were not so much agitated that he healed on the Sabbath, but rather that he gained more followers by healing this woman. And now many of us can think how wonderful it would be if Jesus came with his word, with his single sentence, and he would heal our sore feet, or our sick heart, or our blood pressure, or whatever. True, that would be great. But we must pray for cure of our real ailments. Because sore feet and sick heart are not our real ailments. Yes, they hurt our body. Yes, they make our life miserable almost always. But the real ailments of our body are pride, egoism, hypocrisy, desire for earthly, worldly possessions, desire for unreasonable power. And these sicknesses prevent us from living our Christian life to the fullest, not our bodily health. I heard a story of a student and the other young gentleman who was a nobleman. And in the story, it testifies that in fact God heals by his word. That he heals when we least expect it. The student, one of the boys, he was lazy. Because he was also poor, and because of his laziness, his work would be to rob houses to earn his living. The nobleman was a flirt, and because of this, he was challenged many times by other men. And in these duels, there is always life or death situation. So he killed several people. Those two guys were exiled to some kind of a place. I now, forgive me, I don't remember. But with, when they were exiled, they were also with some political prisoners, priests, doctors, lawyers. And in the evenings, because it was cold, they got together around the fire and they started to talk, started to discuss various philosophical, ethical, moral, and religious disputes. And one night they talked about problems of loneliness. And they wondered if a person would be able to survive completely, voluntarily alone for a whole year, not seeing a single soul for a whole year. And the student said, I can't. It's impossible. The others say the same thing. They would go crazy. And this nobleman said, well, if I have good books, if I have a little bit of food, I can last a whole year. The debate went so far that this student and the nobleman got into a fight. And they made a bet, huge bet. I think it would be like $100,000 in our currency. And they agreed on it. They shook their hands and they took a bet. The next day, nobleman went to a secluded room where he would not see anybody. They would lock him in and he would only receive food and the books he would request. First, the servant or whoever brought him the books about poetry, then various biographies, lectures, and about 3 months later, the nobleman asked for a Bible. When he opened it, he began to carefully study it line by line for another 9 months. No other book was necessary for him. When the year was about to be finished and the student realized that he's going to lose the bet, he had no money to pay that debt. And he was looking for a solution to ward off the threat that he would have to pay. And he was scared that he will be in debt for the rest of his life. And he found a solution, and that solution was to kill the nobleman while he was still sleeping. So a few days before the 1 year bet was finished, he made his weapon ready, and in the morning he went to that room where the nobleman was. He reached for the handle, but then his eyes fell on the Bible. He was overcome by curiosity what kind of book it was. And why did this nobleman spend 9 months studying it carefully? So he opened it randomly and he began to read. And he read this: a new command I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And this word of God healed him. The weapon fell out of his hand, and at that moment, nobody woke up to the sound of the weapon falling. The student fell on his knees and began to beg for forgiveness. But even the nobleman was healed by the God's words, because he understood that his life was a misery. He lifted up the student and wholeheartedly forgave him, not just for the act he was about to do, but he also forgave the debt. In these two examples, a woman from today's gospel and these two exiles, we see that God's word really heals. That is why we often come to church and receive it when it is served to us. That's why we are supposed to read it every single day, especially at the beginning of the day, that we have the Word of God in our minds, And then when we meet somebody who might not be that nice person to us, we can reflect on these words and maybe we can be healed by it. So let us come often to the church or our home chapels and receive the Word of God every single day. Don't wait until Sunday. Because we never know when the healing Word can touch our soul and save us from hell. The healing words of Christ will always come when we least expect it. Glory to Jesus Christ.